The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Boy, we got a lot going on. This Apple iWatch and iPhone 6 and all the buzz around that. Then some news about the Malaysian jet. All right. Dutch investigators say that it was downed by high energy objects. All right. Did something, you know, that was one of the theories out there, was a Malaysian jet shot down. And then college costs. Apparently, whatever you think you've saved for college may not be anywhere near enough. So as you can see, we've got a really, really busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. But never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A report released today, the College Savings Plans Network found that the average college savings or prepaid tuition account known as a 529 plan, is now worth about $20,671. All right? Now, that's supposed to be pretty darn good. But is that even enough? Now, this is called a 529 after a section in the federal tax code. I believe it was designed a few years back, 90, I have to remember. All right, it's a popular option because the money grows tax-free, withdrawals aren't taxed, as long as the money is used for college expenses. And it's one way to save for college. Now, if many people's 529 is about $20,000, it's about double than what these accounts were worth during the recession. $20,000 is pretty good. However, $20,000 for 4 years of college? Now, this group, I guess, tracks the state-sponsored saving plans, and they think the increase has to do with, well, the stock market went up, maybe the economy got better, the greater consumer awareness, etc. They said these 529 plans jumped from $16.5 billion back in 2009 to $22.5 billion. Now, here's the problem. $20,671 may barely cover the first year of public college or university. Right now, the average cost for a four-year public school, including room and board, is about $18,391 a year. For some, $31,000 if you're out of state. Private schools, $41,000 a year, according to estimates by the College Board. So, what do you do? You know, we don't have a 529. Luckily, where I live in Nevada, we have this prepaid tuition where you, when the kids are younger, you could prepay for 4 years. Now, mind you, colleges now are turning a four-year degree into 5 years. I really don't understand that. We're starting to see five-year degrees. I'm like, what? Now, you know, mind you, I did take a full load. I had some AP classes. I was able to do it in four. But I could see why many people would stretch it out to 5 years, but that just adds extra money. I would say you cram it all. If you could cram it all into three, I would do that. But my guess is they won't let you. You know, so we had like a prepaid tuition. It was still very expensive, but it was probably one of the best yields I have ever seen when it comes to college. Now, Forbes, there's an article in Forbes called The Five Best College Saving Strategies and Myths. This was really, really interesting. And this is being written by John Wasik, okay? And he says, okay, so one of them was open a 529 plan. Okay, so he talks about the 529 plans, right? It's a college savings plan set up by states, run by brokerage, mutual fund companies, etc. All right, and then it's supposed to be tax-free. All right, so if you spend on tuition, room, board, etc. All right? You can use it for other, he said, family members. All right? You can. If you are okay with getting taxed. Many people don't put money into a 529 because they think their kid's not going to go to college. So then what do they do with the money? All right? From what I understand, you can then withdraw it and use it for other things, but you would be taxed. Double check that, though. That's according to him. He also recommends you need to vet the 529 plans across the country. It's very interesting that they're very, very different between the states. One of my friends said he invested in Utah's 529. It was the best. All right, so you don't have to invest in your own state. He said buy the 529 plans directly. All right, he thinks there is, or he talks about commission, et cetera. Save early and often. Here's the thing, though. You know, what about despite the 529? All right, well, you need to save. Saving for college has to be something that you start doing when the kid is a baby. Okay, I mean, we're talking really, really early on. And so what I recommend doing is having your credit, your bank account, or what we do is U.S. Treasury Direct. It's these saving bonds. It's not a lot of money. But I can every week or two have $20 automatically taken out. And if you start doing that since birth, all right, true, savings bonds aren't the biggest, you know, yield, and I'm sure your accountant would disagree with me, but at least you have for years been squirreling money away without realizing it. You know, that's something that I noticed, you know, is a big mistake my husband and I had, you know, was, oh man, well, okay, we'll get to the IRA later when we have the money. We don't have the money to do that now, not with the recession. We don't have money to put away, et cetera. But if you decide, you know what, I'm just going to sneak $20 away, you know, here and there, that can add up. Imagine if you have been putting away $20 a month. All right, you know, just $20 a month since your kid was born. Okay, so what, 20 times 12, $240, 240 to 4 years, about 1,000, 16 years, about 4,000, okay. You know, that's some pretty decent money, okay? You could have almost $5,000. No, 5,000, that's a lot of money, okay? All right, good. All right, and get the family involved. You know, when the grandparents and the parents and the aunts and uncles and stuff are sending your kids toys, and the kids have all these toys, and they don't know which toy to play with, and they decide to hide this toy or do this or whatever. All right, what you do is say, you know what, money for college, a bond, or something like that. All right, get the family involved. Start the saving early. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
She's a lion. She's a lion. A lion. She's a lion.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, according to Dutch officials, they say the Malaysian Airlines passenger jet that went down over a war zone in eastern Ukraine in July was struck by high-energy objects from outside the aircraft. The finding is consistent with theories that the jetliner was brought down by a missile designed to detonate before reaching its intended target. The object struck the cockpit and front fuselage on the eastbound plane. Investigators for the Dutch Safety Board reported, strongly suggesting that they were fired from eastern Ukraine or western Russia. Investigators did not identify the source of the fragments. This is based on The Hague. I'm sorry about that. Also said in a review of the plane's flight recorders or black boxes, found no evidence of mechanical failure or pilot error that could have been responsible for the crash. Now, they said a couple months since the plane went down, civilian witnesses, they say Malaysian Flight Airline 17 was flying from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, when it was blown out of the sky on July 17th over territory controlled by pro-Russian rebels, killing all 298 people on board, of whom two-thirds were Dutch. The United States and Ukraine have accused the separatists of downing the plane. This reminds me, unfortunately, very, very creepily of what happened with that airliner in New York, where it was shot down. There was hardly any news coverage. This was, 10-some years ago. No, greater than that. And witnesses had said they had seen some lights and some fast lights going to the plane. It was shot down. But there was hardly any media coverage after that of the flight crash. And you were wondering, why was everything so hush-hush? You know, that's pretty scary when we have our passenger airlines being shot down. That's extremely frightening. We think of all the other risks we could take while flying. I don't want anybody freaked out about flying. Trust me, I have people come in here all the time, come into my office asking for Valium and stuff because they have to fly because they're worried about, turbulence or claustrophobia or crashing or somebody sitting next to them getting groped. I mean, imagine having to worry about, you being downed by some, I couldn't even imagine. We'll keep you guys posted on any new developments on that. On the Ebola front, a fourth American Ebola patient, has now arrived in the U.S. for care. It's an American doctor infected with Ebola in Sierra Leone, arrived at Emory University Hospital in Atlanta, which is the same one that two of the other ones that had done well, Nancy Wrightball and the other doctor who had come to Atlanta originally to be treated. This doctor has not been identified, had worn a full-body biohazard suit, walked into the hospital. This is where the other two Americans had been treated. He is an American citizen who had been working in Sierra Leone when he tested positive for the virus. The U.S. State Department helped evacuate him. They said every precaution was taken to move the patient safely and securely, to provide critical care en route, and to maintain strict isolation upon arrival in the United States. This is according to Marie Harf, spokeswoman. Now, a lot of concern and caution that has to be used when we talk about bringing people to the United States that have Ebola. I don't feel uncomfortable at all with them doing that. I actually love the fact that we're taking care of our own. All right. I think the British, are now sending military. I mean, we have to be able to tell our Americans that we've got your back. It's something we really haven't displayed much in the last few decades, and I would really like, our men and women to know that if they are over there helping fight a fight that protects others, including America, that we have their back. What I don't understand is why we don't have an offshore facility, right? Why it has to be in Atlanta on our mainland. I don't understand why there's an offshore facility that we could use in case something does go rogue. Like we talked about that one doctor that took off his mask or, took off his suit because it was so hot when he was trying to, deliver a baby or deal in the obstetrics ward, and he came in contact with Ebola. How is that? Okay, it's not supposed to be something that you breathe in. Okay, we're supposed to be using universal precautions. He knows not to get anything on his mouth or in his eyes, etc. How did he get it? And so we keep hearing pieces from the World Health Organization going, look, guys, you got to be careful. All right? In fact, there was a report saying we're going to hear thousands more become infected over the next few weeks. And, why? Where is this coming from? So, we have Rick Sacra, who I guess was the third American that got infected. He's being treated in Omaha, so he's there. Dr. Kent Brantley and Nancy Wrightball survived and were discharged. So, medical workers, this is nothing new. Right now we have 240 healthcare workers, not American, but in total, have developed the disease. Over 120 have died, according to the World Health Organization. The death toll went from 2,000 now, yesterday, to 2,300, basically. 2,296. There's right now 4,200 cases overall. Ebola's been around, was discovered back in 1976. This is one of the worst outbreaks that they've seen thus far. All right. Now, hold on a second. There's another virus we need to talk about. Hold on one second. We got another story here on Ebola really quickly. There's an Oxford study that's predicting 15 more countries are currently at risk for Ebola. All right. Now that we have 20, although the time of this article, they said 1,800 people died. We just heard 2,300 people have died, mostly in Liberia, Guinea, Sierra Leone, etc. There's a new model done by Oxford University, published in the journal eLife, and they think that is going to span to more countries, possibly even 22. All right, we don't have the names of those countries at this point, but you could just guess it would probably be Tanzania, Madagascar, Burundi, you know, Ghana, etc. So according to the Oxford prediction, these countries are at risk right now of animal-to-human transmission of Ebola based on their geography. Nigeria, Cameroon, Central African Republic, Ghana, Liberia, Sierra Leone, Angola, Togo, United Republic of Tanzania, Ethiopia, Mozambique, Burundi, Equatorial Guinea, Madagascar, and Malawi. That's some frightening stuff. I believe there was border closures. I believe there's been airlines that have been, you know, stopping flights. This has been going back and forth. But we just don't know. All right, we don't have a lot of reporters out there. Okay, we're just not getting the scoop that we need. Basically, we're getting our information from the World Health Organization and the CDC. And the World Health Organization is always kind of painting for us a pretty bleak picture. Now, what's going on our home front? Well, we got this nasty respiratory virus that has now spread to another couple states, now as far west as Utah. This respiratory virus we talked about was the enterovirus D68. Apparently, it's been putting tons of kids into the hospital, many in the ICU, because of respiratory issues. This enterovirus D68 is like a severe cold, but they said it could be worse for people with asthma or other lung conditions. Salt Lake City Hospital now has seen more hospitalizations, as well as Colorado, North Carolina, Georgia, Ohio, Iowa, Illinois, Missouri, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Kentucky. Some children have been placed in the ICU, according to this article. This is from the Salt Lake City Tribune. In the past 2 weeks, the Salt Lake City Hospital has seen increased numbers of children admitted to the hospital with serious respiratory disease symptoms, including pneumonia and asthma. Pneumonia is where you get an infection in the lobe of the lung. Fills up with bacteria, it fills up with fluid, inflammatory, juices trying to fight, wall off the disease, and then unfortunately you have trouble breathing, oxygen is low, you have pain, you have a lot of coughing, and it could be very, very serious, and unfortunately even cause sepsis, respiratory failure, and die. You have asthma. Asthma, inflammation of the lung lining causing more wheezing. Kids prone to asthma. And we talked about in the first hour, especially if there's smokers in the house or even if dad now smoked prior to conception, we could be putting our kids at higher risk for asthma. We've been talking about this for decades. Now they're finally studying what about dad's part in it all. So asthmatics, they have difficulty getting the air out. It's an obstructive type of lung disease where you have inflammation. It causes wheezing, bronchospasm, difficulty getting the air in. A lot of these kids fatigue when it comes to breathing. So they try to breathe, and they're wheezing. They're trying to get the air in, and they may be able to do it, but you start fatiguing. You start getting tired. And, of course, some of these kids that have to go into the ICU to get direct breathing treatments, oxygen. Unfortunately, some of them even need to be ventilated. Now, I don't know how many kids have had to be ventilated right now. We know there's been hospitalizations, and thus far, thank God, no deaths. All right, but this virus is very related to the rhinovirus. The rhinovirus, it causes the common cold. You know, this is a virus. Enteroviruses have been very, very common. They've been causing colds, and every now and then we may see a pneumonia here and there. But this we're noticing in clusters. So what's going on? I don't think we know yet. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Belly.
Speak, speak, like speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so pre-diabetes increases cancer risk by 15%, they're saying. This is a new study published in Diabetologia. sounds gynecological to me. Anyway, it shows the link between prediabetes, when your blood sugar levels are kind of higher than normal, but you aren't given the diagnosis of diabetes, and a relationship between that and cancer. Now, we know that one in three adults right now, 20 years or older, already have prediabetes, and they're expecting 33% to 35% of us are going to be diabetic anyway. Even more concerning, 90% of those affected have no idea. 30% of people with prediabetes could develop full-blown diabetes within the next 5 years. This is nothing to mess with. Now, a meta-analysis looked at 15 states, 16 studies, all right, and they looked at, hold on a second, 90,000 people. They found the 15% higher risk of cancer, like liver cancer, stomach cancer, pancreas cancer, breast, endometrium. All right? And even some of you say, well, it's like a breast cancer, endometrial cancer, is probably because these people are overweight. They already controlled for body mass index. They already took the weight part out of it, and they found that people were higher. Prediabetes, however, was not associated with increased risk of cancer of prostate, ovary, kidney, bladder, or lung. The study authors think that high blood sugar, all right, or the chronic oxidative stress or hyperglycemia, these things could be causing or could be acting as carcinogens. All right, insulin resistance, etc., may cause cancers to proliferate. Now, remember I talked to you about diabetics and diabetics' immune system being down, and I thought if you had diabetes or even prediabetes, all right, your immune system being down could possibly prevent you from fighting cancer cells as they turn. That was my theory. Now, according to this researcher, they said, although these results are unlikely to completely explain the epidemiological association between prediabetes and site-specific cancer, they provide a new insight into the possible direct causal link. Now, we have a family member right now who's diabetic that was just diagnosed with pancreatic cancer and had liver cancer. I'm sorry, breast cancer. So she had breast cancer, fought that successfully, thank God. Now, pancreatic cancer. Now, I know some of you have been really concerned about some diabetic medications. Do diabetic medications cause pancreatic cancer? I've never seen it happen. We know that there could be some pancreas issues with some medications, but I've never seen pancreatic cancer per se. However, they are studying it. The person that, you know, had the family member that did have breast cancer, now it's pancreatic cancer, you know, does, have some increased weight, has lost a lot of weight, you know, and has got her diabetes in good control and has been a success story in that, but now all of a sudden being told pancreatic cancer. We're going to find out more this week. And it's pretty frightening. But diabetics will be more prone. You know, I don't want to say just because you have diabetes, you're going to get cancer. Now, what I think has hedged that and why we've possibly seen less deaths of diabetics due to cancer is because your diabetic is in the office a heck of a lot more. Your diabetic will come to the office sooner in their disease than a cancer patient will, right? So my diabetic patients are seeing me every 3 to 6 months. While they're seeing me for the blood sugar, I'm like, okay, now wait a second, are you smoking? Stop smoking, I got to do a chest x-ray, we got to order a CAT scan. Did you get your colonoscopies done? Have you gotten your mammograms done? How's the prostate? While I'm doing your blood work for the diabetes, I'm going to check your prostate, doing a PSA test. You see what I mean? So while they're in there getting blood work and getting checked, we're throwing all these other screens at them, you see? And so with that being the case, we're watching them more. Now, my suggestion to you as a doctor is please try to get diabetes to begin with. Once you get diabetes, you're screwed. All right? Oh, my gosh. Seeing my father drop dead of a heart attack when his sugar wasn't even that bad or his cholesterol wasn't even that bad, you know, it shows diabetes is such a vicious sucker. And I actually thought my dad already had colon cancer, but he never wanted to get checked. There were some issues going on. He had me do some of his blood work when he came into town, and I threw a CEA on there, which I know I shouldn't have done, but this man would not get his colonoscopy, so I figured maybe I could talk him into it. And unfortunately, he died of a heart attack before he got his first colonoscopy, which is the way he wanted to go. He never wanted to get a colonoscopy. You know, Dad, will you get a colonoscopy? Oh, I'd rather die than get a colonoscopy. That's ridiculous. No. Oh, you're completely stupid? I'd rather die than get a colonoscopy. Well, unfortunately, he dropped dead of a heart attack. And the only solace to that is knowing that he didn't have to go through the colonoscopy or be diagnosed with cancer because he didn't want to get a cancer diagnosis. I tell you, the men in my family are so stubborn. I got two brothers out there, and they will not go to the doctor. If my brothers are listening to me, would you get your butts into the doctor? And I mean it. If not, I'll shove that colonoscope up your butt. Anyway, so just don't get the diabetes if you can. All right, hold on a second. I need to click out the X. I'm clicking out the X, and I'm going to the next study. No, I don't really want to talk about the iPhone. Honestly, who's buying the iPhone 6? Are you guys really all into that? What do I have? I have an iPhone. I think I have an iPhone 5. I don't know. The problem is, I'm not very happy with iPhone. I'm sorry to say this, because the battery life really, really blows. And I know I should probably maybe shut off the Candy Crush and the mail and all the other crap that's on there. But I guess right now we're watching for the iWatch. The iWatch is supposed to be pretty cool. I'm not really sure what that's supposed to do. An iWatch. Nobody wears a watch anymore. We have the iPhone 6, the iPhone 6 Plus. All right, I guess that was introduced while we were on air. I don't know, for those of you guys standing in line, I don't understand how you could take off, you know, middle of the week in the morning. All right, but anyway, these are supposed to be the best iPhones ever. The iPhone 6 Plus is 5.5 inches diagonally, and the iPhone 6 is 4.7 inches. That's, like, big compared to the iPhone 5, which is 4 inches. The phones are thinner than ever. I don't like them thin because I'm worried they're going to drop. 6.9 millimeters for the phone 6 and 7.1 millimeters for the larger iPhone 6 Plus. All right. Good luck, guys. Just, I know. Man, I don't know. I love how our economy, you know, is centered around electronics, and I think it really does seem to kind of, you know, help boost a little bit of excitement, right? You know, and help boost, you know, a little bit of spending. I really dig that. I know Christmas time is coming, so you can get away with a whole bunch of iPhone accessories and stuff and please your family member with that. So it's cool. It's cool to have that. It's just, I don't like a company selling a product and then you feel inferior because it turns around and sells a newer product. I mean, when I bought my Isuzu little truck, and I don't know whatever happened to Isuzu. It says Isuzu, but it's pronounced Isuzu. So I bought one of those trucks. Oh, I wrecked it in an accident. But anyway, yeah, total. But I bought the truck. All right. Even if Isuzu had something newer, don't make me feel like crap when I spent all the tip money I made, right, buying that truck, okay? I'm happy with my truck. If you buy a Toyota, you should be happy with the Toyota you got. Don't be saying we got a newer, improved car. Your Toyota Corolla that you bought before blows, you need this new one. You know, and that's what happens. My kid has an iPhone 4 because it's a hand-me-down from me because I'm not going to buy him a new phone. I think he's spoiled enough. And the iPhone 4 looks archaic. It looks old. It looks dweeby. It's an iPhone 4 for crying out loud. All right, don't go away. We got some autism news. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I didn't believe it.
Neither did I.
No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time. Consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and No-No.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I didn't believe it.
Neither did I.
No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time. Consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and No-No.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, I love when medicine and technology meets. They say there's a webcam that can be used to detect an abnormal heart rhythm. They said researchers using a regular laptop camera and sophisticated software may be able to detect atrial fibrillation about as accurately as with a standard EKG. Now, atrial fibrillation is where you have the electrical impulse in the atrial, the top part of the heart, where the electrical impulse generates in the SA node, where the electricity in the atrium is going, rather than ba-boom, ba-boom, it's like ba-boom, 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 ba-boom. Okay, so, you know, when the atrium's doing that, and then the electricity is being all funny, and the rhythm's being funny, the ventricles that have to pump out the blood to either the lungs or the body go, wait a second, what the hell is this? I need ba-boom, ba-boom to get the blood and a nice big pump, not this ba-boom, like, what the hell's going on? Okay, so it's called atrial fibrillation. That's exactly what happens. So, anyway, the technology records and analyzes video footage of a person's face and detects subtle shifts in skin color that indicates changes in blood flow. Right now, we do EKGs. Okay, according to Jean-Philippe Cadru of the University of Rochester Medical Center in New York, said there are approximately 3.2 million people with atrial fibrillation in the U.S. and an estimated 30 million people in the world. All right? Unfortunately, you need to go to a doctor to figure out if you have it. Although some of you veterans are like, I got this. I know. The heart's fluttering. I know what's going on. So you have this out-of-sync beating between the atrial and the ventricle. You'll have dizziness, heart palpitations, shortness of breath. But some people don't have a clue. They have no signs. 30% of you guys have no idea. Now, what happens if that happens? Well, number one is you're not getting blood flow to where it needs to be. Number two is your heart can then fail, obviously. Okay, I mean, it gets tired. It's not pumping blood to where it needs to go. The muscle weakens because now it's going 300 beats a minute as opposed to 70. You know, I mean, it's, you know, boop, 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 count it. That's a lot of boop-boops, right? But you can also have a stroke because if the blood isn't being pumped rhythmically and you have this boop, 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 and the blood is like, wait a second, where do I go? Do I go here? Do I go there? Where do I go? What does the blood do when it doesn't know where to go? When it sits, it starts to settle, coagulate, and you could get a stroke. So, Cadru, I don't know, said the video-based system developed with colleagues at Xerox Research Center in Webster, New York, is the first diagnostic tool to measure the electrical activity of the heart without physical contact of the skin. They're hoping it's a face scan that could one day diagnose patients just by looking at their face. It's true. I could tell when my kids were constipated when they were babies just by looking at their face. In the pilot study, they enrolled 11 patients with diagnosed atrial fibrillation who were scheduled to undergo ECG, basically your EKG, electrocardiogram rhythm. The researchers decided to set up a standard web camera to capture video of the person's face in 15-second increments while the EKG was performed. The scan focused on the face because the skin is thin, making blood running through the veins more easily visible. The program looks for the color of the blood as it reflects or absorbs green light. Excuse me. The experiment demonstrated the observed color changes did correspond with the heart rate. So the scan correctly identified the presence or absence of atrial fibrillation 80% of the time with an error rate of 20%. Very similar to the EKG. EKGs are wrong 17% to 29% of the time. Did you guys know that? Sometimes the EKG could be wrong and miss it. They're supposed to be pretty damn sensitive, but just because you have a normal EKG doesn't mean you actively squat. If you tell me you had palpitations, okay, I don't care if the EKG looks good. I'm still going to send you to the cardiologist for them to watch you longer term because maybe your heart converted and you look good when you're seeing Dr. Dahlia. Like, oh, man, everything's fine. You know, then you leave the office. You're like, damn, I got a bill. And now your heart goes into a funny rate. All right. So you have to be still for the scan. You can't be talking, scratching, picking your nose. One participant was wearing makeup. All right, so that prevented the scan from seeing. Okay, well, there's me. I mean, I really caked the makeup on. All right, so pretty cool scan. I have no idea if iWatch or iPhone are going to get involved with that. All right, e-cigarette refills are posing danger to kids. These nicotine refill cartridges used in e-cigs can be opened by young children. They can now be at risk for nicotine poisoning. According to authors of an article published in the Archives of Disease and Childhood, they said the safety of electronic cigarette cartridges must be improved in order to reduce this threat. Figures released earlier this year by the CDC show a massive rise in calls to poison centers about accidental swallowing of liquid nicotine because they're pink and red and all these pretty colors. That's scary. Apparently, children could be going into comas, cardiac arrest, convulsions. They could die from that. Now, what are early signs of accidental nicotine poisoning? They could say their mouth is burning, throat burning, nausea, confusion, dizziness, vomiting, weakness, or they could salivate heavy. Whenever your kid acts funny, you have got to look around and see what that kid could have gotten into, all right? Because poisonings are so much more common than you think. And it's scary to think that, you know. And, you know, luckily, when kids do mess with things, they don't put the bottle back on it and then put it back in its rightful place. Usually it's out of place. But please keep a clean and safe home. Have things locked up. Have your cartridges locked up. Everything needs to be locked up. And if it's not, make sure your home is clean so that if you do see something out of place, you know exactly what it is because you see something on the open counter. But hopefully that doesn't happen. All right. Apparently they are studying the association between antidepressants and miscarriage. Some studies are saying women who take antidepressants, for those who join us, this is Dr. Dahlia's show, early in pregnancy face a raised risk of miscarriage. All right? But they're now looking at it, and like, maybe it's just the depression causing the miscarriage and not the medication. They looked at 1.2 million pregnant women. 1.2? Okay. Researchers found that these SSRIs, these selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, all right, and these women who took it in the first trimester were 27% more likely to have a miscarriage than those who weren't. But a similar increase was also found among women who stopped using it a year before getting pregnant. So maybe there's another factor. You know, are the SSRIs still in your system about a year later? Unlikely. I mean, maybe there could be some, you know, remnants, but, you know, my gosh, after about a year. So anywhere between 3 months to a year, they still found, you know, the same sort of miscarriage risk. Now, we were taught that a third of pregnancies actually make it to term. So two-thirds of pregnancies have some issue, either never actually being conceived or fertilizing right or miscarrying. So to me, when I hear 27% miscarriages, to me that kind of seems like a normal number. Now, other studies have found that using these SSRIs like Prozac, Lexapro, Zoloft, etc. may increase risk of preterm birth, pregnancy complications like preeclampsia, even possible autism. No cause and effect, but they're finding some sort of relationship to that, which is why any women who are on those medications, if you're thinking about getting pregnant, we already start taking you off. And we don't want to mess around. Now, what do they do? Well, we talked about serotonin. Serotonin is the chemical messenger that it helps maintain those levels. It regulates mood, appetite, blood vessel dilation, etc. So the SSRIs help prevent you from metabolizing your serotonin quicker by inhibiting the reuptake of it. You know, this autism being on the rise, and we have some more studies on how they're trying to treat autism, we've seen more and more autism to the degree that we don't think it's just we're diagnosing it more. All right? There's more autism. Now, why is it? What are we doing when we're pregnant? What's going on? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Dr. Dahlia.
Take me down. Take me down.
Take me down.
Take me down. Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
From the makers of Blockit Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Blockit Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123. $3.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy.